Jerry.
Yes, Mr. President, how are you?
I'm just doing fine. I want to review with you in the greatest of confidence, if I can, a governmental policy that I don't think is partisan, and I just want to get your advice. Can I do that?
Oh, of course, sir.
I'm going to talk to you and Dirksen. I'm not going to talk to anybody else. We've got the question of our economy and our withholdings. Now, you saw from that little briefing last night that we've got about $2.6 billion in appropriations and authorizations, and we got about $400 million in the road fund.
Right.
I had the feeling that I was obligated to withhold this to try to cool off inflation if y'all suspended investment credit for me. And I made that commitment to Wilbur Mills and Burns and to the Finance Committee and to the leadership. Now, I see that the Cramer and the boys are moving in and making a partisan issue out of it. I don't give a damn. I'll release all the road money in 1 minute. I think that it's a little wiser to try to cool this off, because the way wages were going, and bulldozer operators $9.25 an hour, and you couldn't get them, and profits of contractors were up about 8% and 10% when materials and everything else was 3%, and they were getting very little competition on these jobs, because we'd moved it up from $2 billion something that y'all had it 60 to $4 billion something this year. And I thought that would be a good way to cool it, when we could release it when we need it, and I think we'll need it in the spring and summer, and certainly when the boys start coming out. Cramer has made a rather vicious attack on my honesty, credibility. He says I said when I signed the bill that the highways were wonderful, and now I've withheld it, therefore I'm a liar. Now, nobody likes to be a liar, and you can imagine how you would be, and I'm willing to take anything on credibility that anybody wants to say, but if they'll use my quotes. But when they go to saying I said a bill was good in 64, and because I withheld some of it in 67, I'm a liar, I don't think that quite is fair. But I had you all down, and I went over all we were withholding, and I've committed to withhold $3 billion in programs.
Right.
I've withheld $3 billion in appropriations, because that's the way it got out after our conference, and some of our boys said appropriations, and they didn't understand it, you see, and I don't want to make liars out of them. Now, if we're going to have this kind of Cramer attack, I can call them all in and, hell, release it and want to, but it looks to me like it's a little inconsistent with y'all's position that you want to cut expenditures or non-essentials. Now, this may not be a non-essential, but if $4.4 billion in roads up from $2 billion under y'all's administration, it looks like we could withhold a little of it. I'm getting them to prepare a heavier program when we have unemployment, so they can put it in if they want to, Alan Boyd. But I thought I ought to get you and Everett to look at that quietly yourself, read these speeches. I've got a lot of pressure from the contractors. They've all come to me and met with me. The labor unions have all come to me and met with me. But now here's what we've got. We've got three big groups, Jerry. The first one was military housing.
Right.
We helped them 18 months. Now that's about as long as you can hold a soldier's wife.
I agree.
We released that. That's $600 million. Now we can feed it in without getting it too hot. The second group, you appropriated $1 billion that I didn't ask for to buy special housing assistance for the builders. I've only released $250 million of that. I've got $750 million. But housing has dropped from $1.6 billion to $800 million. And the builders are really going to go broke if we don't release a little more for them. So I had thought that they would be second in line, and we'd come along and release some of that a little later when we got where they could work, March or April, out in your state. Then the third, I thought it would be roads, and I thought I could keep my $3 billion commitment through this fiscal year. And then I'd come along and release some for roads and have a big program. See, we can't touch it. We don't touch it. He says in there, I want to impound it so I can use it for great society. That's just not true. I don't use a dime of it.
Well, he called me last Thursday or Friday. There's been a lot of pressure from our members. They're getting it from home, from the highway commissioners, the contractors, and the labor unions, just
That's
like
right.
you're getting.
That's right.
And he wanted to know whether we would take a policy position on this, and he said he wanted to make a speech and issue a press release. And I said, well, Bill, I went down to the ranch. The president talked to us about this. I want you to know I can't participate in this. And I'm sure you noticed that I was not on the floor and didn't participate.
I did, that's right.
Because I did make a personal commitment to you. I think all of us who were there did. So I had no part in that. I didn't listen to the speech, and I haven't read it. So I don't know how he phrased it or what he said. Just between you and me, I honestly feel that that you're probably doing the right thing. And because I made a commitment, I have not said one word on it, and I don't intend to, personally. But how in the devil I call off people who are getting pressure from home, the three sources I mentioned, I'll be darned if I know how.
I'll tell you what I did. I told the contractors and the labor people that we had under consideration another $400 million. Now, bear in mind that under Eisenhower, you had $2 billion plus. When the Democrats came in, you have $4 billion plus now. Bear in mind that your contractors' profits were up 8% when everything else was about 3%. Bear in mind that you were getting very little competition. People weren't bidding. They'd have to get a bidder to stand in for them because we're going so fast and things are so tight now, your unemployment and everything else. Bear in mind in New Jersey, Dick Hughes had bulldozer operators up to $9.25 an hour. That was a 40% increase in wages last year because you can't get them. I tried to get a bulldozer operator for my ranch for the last month. You can't get him. We pay him board, room, $400 a month, and you can't even get a kid to run one. They're so tight, this thing. Now, we've loosened it up a little bit by withholding $400 million. I told him I was going to consider withholding another $400 million. Even then, I wouldn't get back to the Eisenhower figure. That touched them all up, and they all got upset. The contractors came in, and I said, well, now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll look at this, the budget's recommended it, but I'll try to forego it if you'll lay off and quit raising hell, just stirring up agitation. They agreed with me they would, the contractors did. I talked to labor people, and that agreed for the 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 labor people, they do the same thing. Now what's happened is some of our governors, and we know these contractors contribute to them. Ain't no question about it. You and I know we've been running for office long enough. I know it. I know